You know, I've come to a startling revelation. There is nothing we Americans like better than a promise. And the more outlandish the promise, the better we seem to like it. You know, there is an entire industry developed around anti-aging devices. Do you have any idea how many lotions, creams, and potions are out there on the market? Why, they're guaranteed to erase years off our lives, off our face, our arms, and our legs. There is absolutely no reason for any of us to have sags or bags anywhere anymore. And all of this can happen to you without surgery. And as for weight loss, I'm not for sure why I'm struggling with every pound I take off. Just this week, I got another advertisement. It's a miracle drug. It will allow me to eat everything I want, only exercise if I want, and lose at least 10 pounds a week. Yeah. And by the way, this unbelievable offer is being offered on the World Wide Web, but it is being kept secret from the doctors. They don't want us to know about it because it will take business away from them. Isn't that nice of them? Yeah. And what about all of those unbelievable opportunities that you can have for only $500? By this time next year, you can be a millionaire, retired, and not paying income taxes. Really? I read it on the internet. You know, we love promises. And we can laugh. Because in a way, it's funny. But friends, there is a multi-billion dollar operations out there making money off of promises like these. So obviously, we as Americans have to be a very gullible lot. We will fall for anything. Almost. While we run out to purchase the newest anti-aging lotion and at least you're curious about the latest get-rich scheme. There is something about us that we just kind of stop short of believing in one promise. The one that was made to us by our Creator. Why is it that we're willing to believe the bizarre and then turn our backs on those things that are certain? Now, according to today's Old Testament lesson, the world had become so corrupted that even God had given up on us. God looked out on the world and couldn't find anything worth redeeming. And so we know the story, don't we? For 40 days and 40 nights, the rains fell upon the earth. And there was only one ark filled with a remnant of animals and one small group of people. For 40 days, all they heard was the rain beating on the ark and the cries of their friends as they drowned. God thought it was the right thing to do. But when the waters receded and all of the devastation and destruction was so visible, God thought, what did I do? And so God went to that small remnant of people and said, I'm sorry, I'll never do this again. And just to make sure that I remember, I will set the bow in the sky. And every time I see it, I will remember. I will remember that I have promised to be your God so you can be my people. And it is that promise that we find so difficult to believe. I mean, even those of us within the church, we find it easier to rely upon ourselves than to pray and to wait and to follow God. I mean, after all, didn't God create us with the ability to think and to reason and make decisions on our own? And so in place of waiting for the answer, we take ours and we run out ahead, and we have done such a terrific job in making choices by ourselves, haven't we? Church attendance is at a historic all-time low. The majority of the world's population lives in poverty. Malnourishment is on the rise in this country. And the ravage of war is increasing among people all over the world. Is it any wonder that more and more people are reporting that their lives are anxiety-ridden and fear-laden? We have been busy making our own choices, and we're mighty proud of it. And yet, you know, even now, God's covenant is available to us, God's promise. Even now, we can turn things around. How? Well, part of the answer lies in today's gospel lesson. Remember? Jesus came to John and was baptized in the Jordan. And immediately after his baptism, the heavens opened up and he received a powerful affirmation. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And then we're told that immediately after that promise, the Spirit descends on Jesus and drives him out into the wilderness, where for 40 days he is tempted. He is tempted by wealth, by fame, and by power. And as he is tempted, he continues to pray. He remains in that wilderness. And he confronts each one of those temptations, and then he turns to God and he prays. And by the end of the 40 days, it has become clear to our Lord what God's will is for his life. If only we could follow the example of Jesus. If only we too would become willing to go into the wilderness and face our worst fears while learning to place our entire trust in God. By following him into the wilderness, we too can examine our values, look at what is important to us, and make decisions concerning the promises that God has made to us. It is in the wilderness we can finally learn about ourselves, about God, and about where life is really taking us. You know, life is filled with options. There are so many resources. There's so many ways to develop our talents, But without a clear sense of what is really important, we can spend it all. And at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, we can discover that we have not taken care of what really matters the most. But if we go into the wilderness, if we go there with the intention of finding questions to life's deepest, answers to life's deepest questions, questions like, what relationship am I not developing that I should be? What is God calling me to do with the resources that I have? What am I taking for granted? How can I look at the life I have and see the blessings so that I can give them to others? We can go into the wilderness. We can discover for ourselves where God is calling us to go. We can have deeper and richer lives. We may have sags and bags, but it doesn't matter. We have God's promises. We have God's covenant that we will never be alone, even when we are facing our fears, our faults, and our failures. I mean, can you believe it? God is with us no matter what. So what do you say? Let's go in the wilderness and meet our Lord. To God be the glory, and all God's children say,
Amen.